What's up, what it do, cyber world? It is your girl, the one, the only Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. On this program, I talk a little bit about everything. It may be pop culture related. It may be Ash Brown related. You just got to stay tuned to see exactly what I'm going to talk about. So I had an interaction this week that was quite interesting, and I had to basically not necessarily explain myself, but definitely put my experience out there for someone else to digest, so to speak. I had somebody that I now work with ask me, well, Ash, why are you so direct? Why are you so direct with stuff? Why is everything just black and white with you? Why are you like that? And I had to tell them, look, I've been through enough stuff in this life to know I'm just not here for the foolishness of it. I'm just not. I don't waste anybody's time the same way I would hope that nobody would want to waste my time, be it a friendship or a romantic link or whatever the case is. I don't want to waste time. Time is far too precious for us to waste. And I explained, you know, I'm very direct because I want people that are going to be direct with me. So I'm straightforward. I don't dance around the mulberry bush. I'm not playing with Alice in Wonderland. I am 100% me. If you don't like that, you ain't got to. Keep it moving, boo. Keep it moving. There's no love lost. None at all. And I went and told him about somebody that I was really good friends with, from my perspective anyways, that really kind of broke my trust and was disrespectful on more than one level, on more than one occasion. And I had to basically put them in their place, because what you're not going to do is continuously jump in and out of my life. I'm not going to allow that. In the past, there are a lot of things that I could have and should have done differently. I'm not shying away from that. I never shy. If anything, no, Ash is one person that owns her stuff. She mess up, guess what? She gonna own it. She not gonna pass it off on somebody else. She not gonna make it seem like, oh, it's not what it was. No, she is going to own it. She is going to stand in her own stuff. And she's gonna be 100 about it. And so this person was jumping in and out of my life, and somebody I was really, really, really close with, and I considered them a family member. I consider them an extended family member, actually. And they saw me at some of my lowest points in life, and one of the straws that broke the camel's back was I had discussed with them things that were going on with me and my company financially. You know, I'll be upfront and honest about that. And I had lost some clients, and it was definitely a stroke to my ego and my bank account. And I had shared this with this person because I considered them a close friend. And it wasn't that I was sharing it to get sympathy or to gain financially from them or anything of that nature. It was just, I was just sharing with them what was going on in my life. Come to find out, this person that I went to bat for on many occasions about different things, and that knew that this was something that I wanted to keep, you know, hush hush and undercover. This was not something that you want to share with the world. This is not something that is just open gossip. This person had shared with other people about my financial situation and the fact that I lost contracts, you know, and it wasn't even like, oh, well, because she was doing a bad job or whatever. This is before, this is pre-pandemic, but we were still feeling the effects of the recession. So unfortunately, some companies just, they went out of business, local brands. And I had someone who I'm not even close with reach out to me, talk about this financial situation that I had gone through which was a shock to me because it was only that one person, y'all. That one person was the only one that I shared that stuff with. And at the end of them reaching out to me or whatever, they told me to watch out for this person because this person was talking real grimy about me. And this person was not a true friend. And for this person who I'm not even close with, I'm not cool, I'm not down with like that, to come at me in that fashion. And they had nothing to gain from telling me that. They had nothing. They had absolutely nothing to gain from telling me that stuff. It was wild. It was wild. So I say that just to say, my life experiences have created the person that I am today. It has. I'm not perfect. I've never said anywhere on any platform, I am Ash Brown and I'm perfect. I've never made a mistake and everyone loves me. No, there's a lot of people that probably really can't stand to hear my name. When they see Ash said it in the headline, they roll their eyes. It is what it is. I don't lose no sleep over it. I don't. There's a lot of people out there that really got their own stuff going on and they look at you as competition. And the thing about it is, you unaware of it. Because that's not your MO. That's not how you roll. So if somebody got a problem with you because of the advances that you're making in your life and your life choices and the way that things are going for you, you don't need that negative energy in your life. You don't need it. So the best thing that you can do is allow that person to just drift away. Because they will. All the bad seeds of the world, they drift away. They do. And I had to end that friendship with that person. You know, I hadn't planned on it. It wasn't something that I thought that I was going to do. Not something that I thought that would even happen. But unfortunately, sometimes you got to let some of those people go. Not even just for their good, but for your good, for your mental space. See, when you keep people around you that really don't mean you no good, a lot of times they will block your blessings. A lot of times they will block your blessings and you won't even realize it until afterwards. And you'll be like, dang. And as soon as that ugly cloud leaves your life, all of a sudden, the windows open. The sky is blue. You can breathe. There's air in your lungs. And it's because some of these people are so toxic, they will suck the life out of you and have you in all kinds of negative space. Now, given that situation did not break me, and I wasn't headed for financial ruins or things of that nature, it did hurt my heart. I'm human. I'm not a machine. I know people will see, oh, you know, Ash said it. No one loves Ash. She's everywhere. She's doing this. She's doing that. But I'm still a person with feelings. And for me to embrace you and embrace your family as my own, that's huge. That's big, yo. And I'm an Aries, okay? I'm a fire sign. I am an Aries through and through. And I'm either hot or I'm cold. There's no lukewarm. There's none. There's no, I don't have that in my system at all. So either I'm with you and I'm for you and I ride for you, or I don't mess with you at all. And that's just what it is. So yeah, the shorter bridge version. I don't have time for the foolishness. I don't argue with people, especially when I know that I'm right. And I'm not going to debate back and forth with you. And I'm not going to invalidate my feelings, because a lot of times people want you to do that. They want you to invalidate your feelings for their feelings. So they're saying that what they feel and what they think and what they've been through overrides you and your life. To hell with that. To hell with it. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. So yeah, that's a little bit as to why I am the person that I am today. And now me getting to literally travel the world and meet people and to make connections, and it's exciting. It's amazing. And I'm soaking it all up. I'm soaking it all in. And I thank each and every one of you guys for believing in me, for loving on me, for downloading me, you know, like it's insane. This is going into year 8 of doing this show. And there's no way that I would be able to do this without you guys. So I thank you so very, 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 very much. And we're going to do it up. We're going to do it up. We got something coming in the spring. We got plans in the springtime, baby. So we're going to see what happened next. But I love y'all. Have a great, prosperous, productive, and just purposeful week. You can do it. I know you can. I'm living proof. It can be done. I'll holler at y'all later.